Get in the car. I cannot believe you would do something so disgusting. You've embarrassed yourself and your mother and me. You... Shh. Stop talking. Do not speak until I address you. Do you understand? Do you have your seatbelt on? Please don't. I don't want to hear anything you have to say right now. You've already disappointed me enough. I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses. Don't dig yourself deeper into your grave, little girl. Excuse you? Don't take that tone with me, you brat. You're really working yourself up from 2 months in-house arrest to some solitary confinement. How dare you? How fucking dare you question me like that? Have you forgotten who I am? That's right, sweetheart. I'm your daddy. And what does that mean? Yes. That means I make the rules. Because I am older than you. I am much wiser than you. And I am in charge. And what does that mean for you? Yes, princess. That's right. That means that you follow the rules and yield to my authority. And what happens when you break the rules? Yes, you get punished. Now tell me, bratty girl, do you remember what happened last time you were punished? Good. And why were you punished? Because you were being a bad girl, and you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing. That's right. Such a smart girl. And you've been doing things you're not supposed to be doing, right? So what will happen? Yes, girl, you will be punished. How? Oh, sweetheart, do you remember your last punishment? And did you cry when I spanked your ass until it was purple and blue? And if I remember correctly, you promised never to be a bad girl again, didn't you? But you broke that promise, baby girl. Didn't you? Yes. And for that, too, you will be punished. But this time, it's going to be a different type of punishment. It's going to be commensurate with your transgression. You don't know what I mean? No? You don't think you did anything wrong? Really? Absolutely not. You're too young to be doing that. And your mother will have a fit when she finds out. She'll be mortified. Nothing I can do to you will be as painful as the disappointment you will feel from her. Do not bring your sister into this. She's an adult, and she does as she pleases. She no longer lives under our roof, and she has been mature enough to make her own decisions for years now. Don't you start with me, brat. There's no comparison because she is a woman and you are a little girl, and a little girl's don't do filthy things like you did tonight. You are still a girl, even if no part of you is little. What the fuck did you just say? Maybe you'll feel a little more amenable to sharing if I wrap my hand around your throat and tighten it like this. Now, what did you say? Bullshit, eh? I'm positive you used another word to describe it, too. Ah, yes. Fucking bullshit. Your punishment will now cover this infraction, too, brat. You'll find that when you act like an adult, there's adult consequences. Keep digging yourself in the hole. It's only reassuring me about what I'm going to do to you. Make no mistake of it, girl. You will have a punishment that fits the crime. Now, before I begin, you have to take responsibility for your actions and own up to what you did. I will not let go of your face. I don't care how much it hurts. You think you're so grown. Now act grown and tell me, in your words, coming from your dirty little mouth, what you fucking did. And what were you doing with that boy? And how did that boy's parents find you in the bathroom? And why were you on your knees? Oh, really? And where was his filthy dick inserted in you? And what were you doing with his dick while it was in your mouth? There you go. Was that so hard for you to do? Now I'm going to give you one chance to guess what your punishment will be. You'll only get one guess, and if you guess correctly, I'll go easy on you. No, that's not it. I'll tell you what your punishment will be. You're going to stick that naughty little tongue of yours out. You're going to do to me what you did to that boy. But this time, I'm going to show you how a woman does it, since you're such a big girl, so grown and all. If you do not do it correctly, you'll receive 5 spanks for each correction you have to make. Now, open your mouth. I said, open your mouth, you little bitch. There we go. Now, I'm going to shove my thick, hard, throbbing cock in here. Shh, don't cry, sweetheart. It's going to be fine. You wanted to do this, didn't you? Now you're really going to learn. Don't look so scared, honey. It's going to fit. Just open your mouth wider. Good girl. Just like that. Wrap your slutty little lips around my cock. Is that what you did to that boy? Did you lick him up first and then wrap your lips around him? How about you do that for Daddy? Swirl that pretty pink tongue around my head and down my shaft. Good girl. Get my cock nice and wet. No, don't pull back when I push your head all the way down to the back of your throat. You've earned your first set of spanks. Yes. Gag on it. Baby, that's right. Choke on my cock. I bet that boy didn't make you gag, did he? No. Only a real man's thick cock would make you gag like that. Keep going, sweetheart, until it's all the way in. Now, let's get that dress up over your fucking nasty. Your ass is bare like a little whore, baby girl. You've earned 5 more. How fucking dare you walk around advertising yourself like a cheap, dirty cum slut. Baby girl, why is it that with every spank, I can feel the hum of your moans on my cock? Why do you suck my cock harder every time my hand strikes your ass? Are you enjoying your punishment, you little slut? You certainly sound like you are, despite all the sniffling and tears. No, Daddy? So you're telling me that if I just slip my finger down here between your legs, you're not going to be dripping sweet wetness? My fingers won't be able to slide up and down your slit without resistance? Your cum won't be sliding down your swollen lips onto your thighs. Your cunt won't be throbbing. Your clit won't be pulsing, peeking out, begging for attention. You're telling me to stop? Aw, is your mouth tired? Are you still crying? Your spit is all over your face and it's running down your throat and it's icky. Well, sweetheart, this is what you signed up for when you got on your knees in front of that boy and decided to do what big girls do. Now, less talking and more sucking. You have to suck until all of the cum is out of my balls and on your tongue. If you're not enjoying this, sweetheart, I won't be able to feel the heat coming off your inviting little cunt. And I definitely won't be able to slip my middle finger in. So easily into your tight, willing pussy. I couldn't slip it back out and add another finger, sliding in effortlessly. begging me to stop now. If you really wanted me to stop, I wouldn't be knuckles deep, pounding your eager, needy pussy fast and hard, baby. And you wouldn't be moaning like a bitch in heat. Yes, good girl. Keep sucking daddy just like that. You might even get lucky. And I'll let you come after I do. Yes. Suck harder, baby girl. Grab my balls. Fuck. Yes. Get ready for my hot cum, sweetie. Good girl. You did very well, sweetheart. No, 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 honey. You're not done. Big girls clean up their messes, and they're very thorough. That's it. Lick off all the cum that dripped down on my shaft. Here, let me get that bit that dripped down your chin. Open up, good girl. Now, it's time to clean daddy's fingers. I was very considerate and let you come, even though you weren't supposed to enjoy any of this. Now clean your cum off my fingers. Good girl. Did you learn your lesson, little girl? Or is daddy going to have to teach you more about adult consequences?